Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on September 11, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. The school year is in full swing at the Nightlight household. Trail hiking, river swimming, and all-day family days will have to wait until the weekends. Our minds are rested and rejuvenated from the summer adventures, and we are ready to have some new adventures in school. We hope you admire your teacher, are blissful when collaborating with your classmates, never disguise how ecstatic you are about school, flabbergasted by all the new things you learn, and most of all, we wish you a gigantically successful school year. Our 12th story was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet, and well, to be honest, it does not have a title. We could really use your help in creativity. After you listen to the story, we invite you to come up with a creative title for it. Leave it as a comment on the blog, Twitter it to us at nightlight08, or email me at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Our favorite title will win a small but very useful prize for the school year. Check out the blog at www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com for details. As you listen to this story, consider the following. What do you think the title of the story should be? Mrs. Brighton hit the snooze button so fast, she was not sure if the alarm was a dream or really going off. She sat up, rubbed her eyes, and said to herself, "Goodbye, summer. Hello, back to school." Mrs. Brighton swung her legs over the bed and remembered that today was the first day of teacher training. Although it was her first official day of work, the students wouldn't be coming for another 2 days. She carefully picked out her outfit for the day, mindful that she would be working to put her classroom together after the morning training. As she slipped her khakis on, she thought about where the desks would go, how many students would be in each group, what color her bulletin board should be, and, most importantly, what the theme of her classroom would be. All summer long, Mrs. Brighton thought about what her theme would be for the upcoming school year, but nothing seemed quite right. After spending a week at the beach over the summer, Mrs. Brighton was sure the theme would be about the ocean. But then, after a trip to an amusement park, she thought about making it a carnival-themed classroom. Then, a few weeks later, after a camping trip with her parents, she thought how wild a wilderness theme would be for her classroom. Every summer experience sparked a new theme, and picking one was becoming increasingly more difficult. "It's all about using your imagination," she thought to herself as she walked into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator door, and pulled out some orange juice. After pouring herself a glass, she stepped out onto her deck, listening intently to the birds singing, the leaves rustling in the slight breeze, and the frogs croaking from the nearby pond. "Maybe frogs should be my theme," she wondered. Her imagination began to swirl as images popped into her mind at lightning speed. She saw a banner for the entrance of her door that read, "Jumping into second grade," with all the students' names on little frogs around the banner. She saw lily pads lining her bulletin board, each displaying a letter of the alphabet, and each group of students named after something frog-related, like the croakers, the bullfrogs, or the fly-eaters. Mrs. Brighton sipped her orange juice, wondering if naming a group of students after a colony of frogs was a good idea, when the rustling of leaves caught her attention. Maybe falling into the school year, with leaves all around, she thought. Again, her head became flooded with images, including a large wall-sized tree that the students could help her change and decorate for each of the seasons. "Ooh, that's good, too. Ugh, there are just so many ideas. How will I know which one to use?" she thought. "Something will dawn on me," she said aloud as she watched the first rays of sunshine peek over the horizon. "It's going to have to, because I'm running out of time. I need to make a decision by the end of the morning." Remembering that she needed to get to her teacher training, Mrs. Brighton looked down at her watch, finished the rest of her OJ in one gulp, and went inside. Mrs. Brighton grabbed her lunch, which she had thoughtfully packed the night before in a new bright purple lunchbox, snatched up her iPod so she'd have something to listen to in the car, and scratched her black cat Houston on the head, saying, "Wish me luck," as she headed out the door. The trail mix bar, the sticky, gooey kind, were her favorite. Tasted delicious as Mrs. Brighton drove to school listening to a clever story about a cunning little fox named Shako that she had downloaded on her iPod. When Shako met a pheasant in the story, Mrs. Brighton's mind instantly filled with images of birds, feathers, and flight. What about the theme, soaring to great heights? She thought as she conjured images of feathers decorating the ceiling with every student's name on them. Classroom rules about working together like migratory birds, and each desk being the student's nest of supplies. That could work, she thought to herself as she pulled into the school parking lot, realizing that she'd have to re-listen to the story when she wasn't so distracted. But let's see if I can come up with something else. And with that, Mrs. Brighton locked her car and entered the school. "Hey, what's your theme going to be this year?" asked Miss Fanny. "Mine is going to be Lighting the Way with Words. Cool, right? It's a whole literacy-based theme I thought of. Well, actually, I didn't think of it. I saw it on this one website, but I thought of turning that slogan into the classroom theme. I'm going to have light bulbs all over my room. My word wall is going to be light bulbs, too. I know it might not be the greenest idea, but still, I think it would really help to improve vocabulary, don't you? Oh, looks like we're getting ready to get started. I want to hear about your theme, though, too. Maybe later, okay?" "Yeah, maybe later," Mrs. Brighton agreed skeptically as she swiveled around to face forward, ready to listen and learn about whatever the topic was for her morning of training. Her principal, Mr. Dudley, approached the teachers with a huge smile. "Good morning, and welcome back, everyone. I need all eyes on me while I explain what is on the agenda for this morning." Mrs. Brighton thought about her own classroom and how she would also be greeting her own students soon. She noticed as the principal talked that his tie was a swirling mixture of red, white, and blue, reminding her of the American flag. Patriotic pupils might work, she thought as her head swooned with images of a system where students earned stars for achieving goals, and where the students could trade in 50 stars for a prize. She pictured students marching around the room during certain activities to patriotic hymns like Yankee Doodle and America the Beautiful. Mrs. Brighton became so entranced in her vision, she actually began to hum, "It's a grand old flag," out loud for everyone to hear. "Excuse me, Mrs. Brighton," interrupted Mr. Dudley. "Although I'm sure we all enjoy that tune and share its sentiment, maybe we can focus on what we're supposed to be learning here, shall we?"
"Sorry, Mr. Dudley," apologized Mrs. Brighton, embarrassed to let her imagination run away with her like that. "I'll pay attention." She snapped her eyes off his tie and onto the long agenda laid out before her. "This is what my students must feel like with all this information being thrown at them the first day," she thought. She would be sure to keep it simple with lots of discussion on the first day. For the rest of the training, Mrs. Brighton focused all of her attention on listening to Mr. Dudley. Although once, when he mentioned something about racing to the top, her mind drifted just a bit about having either a race car theme with a slogan like, "Get your motor running," or a rock climbing theme with little caricatures of her students as mountain climbers traveling up the side of a cliff. When the training came to an end, three of the other teachers in the school came to Mrs. Brighton and asked her if she was feeling okay. "You seem like you were spacing out a little bit," said the first teacher. "Yeah, it was like you were on another planet," said the second teacher.
I know, replied Mrs. Brighton. "I can't stop thinking about my class, students, and what the theme for my classroom is going to be. I want it to be one that is going to mean something to the kids, something really, well, really cool. You know, something that screams imagination."
"Don't worry, Mrs. Brighton," said the third teacher. "I am sure you'll think of something that will be out of this world. You always do."
As the three teachers walked away, images of outer space launched into Mrs. Brighton's head. She saw each student's face inside an astronaut suit floating around on the wall in her room.
She pictured a bulletin board with a picture of every planet labeled with a corresponding subject on it. When it was time for math, students could blast off to planet math surrounded by its two moons, addition and subtraction. "A space theme," Mrs. Brighton said aloud. "That might work," she thought. "But so would any of those other themes." Which one would the students find the most imaginative? And then, all of a sudden, as she asked herself that question, it came to her. With a not-so-tiny squeal of delight, Mrs. Brighton was off to set up her room. 2 days later, the buses pulled up in the front of the school, dropping off students filled with nervous excitement about the start of a new school year. As the second graders in Mrs. Brighton's class made their way down the hallway to their room, they were greeted at the door with a huge smile. "Welcome to Imagination Station," she said, "where creativity is yours to explore." As the students filed into the room, they saw that their desks were decorated to look like race cars. Large green lily pads were stuck to the floor, making a pathway leading to each activity within the room. On the ceiling, they found cutouts of planets orbiting a yellow sun, each labeled with a different subject of study. On one wall, they found a huge paper mountain with a tree growing from the summit. The tree was covered with leaves, each with the name of the students on it. Below that was an ocean scene filled with different creatures labeled "Swimming Towards Our Goals." Near the top of every wall were stencils of birds making a border around the room. The windows were painted to look like American flags, and as the sun beamed through it, caused the colors to shift and shine. Once each of the students took their seats, some with their mouths agape, Mrs. Brighton stepped in front of the class and said, "Welcome again to Imagination Station. This is your home for creativity. Throughout the school year, we're going to learn and grow together. As the ideas pour out of your imagination this year, we're going to keep track of them all right here in this very room. Whatever you can think of, we'll create it and post it up somewhere in the room for everyone to see. This room will be a living expression of what we have created together. Now, class, close your eyes and let's begin." We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Amanda M. of New Hampshire, Heather J. of Virginia, Sabin J. of Virginia, Aunt Nanny, Danielle B. of Buffalo, New York, and Probby of Chicago, Illinois. We hope your day sparkled. If you want to be part of getting a Nightlight birthday wish, send us an email at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Please send us your first name and last name initial only, along with your age and date of your birthday. There are no age limits. This episode and any other past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. We hope you have a school year full of adventure and learning. Remember, a little imagination can go a long way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.
I love you, Daddy. You're the greatest daddy in the world. You always help Mommy. You're the best, and Mommy loves you.